Every farmer needs a hat, and many farm supply companies provide them all the time. But Scott's dad enjoyed getting those farm hats so much, he decided to collect them. They can now be measured in semi-loads. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
A few decades ago, Scott Legred's dad began collecting hats here on the farm in south central Minnesota. Over time, the collection became quite large.
There's three semi-van trailers that my dad put the hats in. They're in there to keep them out of harm's way and hopefully don't let the little critters get in there.
Those hats are boxed, counted, and categorized. It was part of the process to certify the number by Guinness Book.
This is still the world's largest hat collection. Over 109,000, I would guess, about 115,000 if I had a taken guess.
His father loved collecting hats, yet Scott says there's something a bit ironic about the collection.
He wasn't a big hat wearer. He wore a couple weeks in the spring for planting, and then a couple weeks in the fall when we harvested to keep the sun out of his eyes, of course. And that was it. That's kind of funny.
But Scott, on the other hand, does wear hats, and I ask if he just goes to the collection and picks his favorite one to wear each day.
No, that's kind of a sacred off limits, you know, stay behind the barrier type of deal. I get my own hats from different places and stuff.
Scott enjoys seeing the hats he has on display throughout his home, but there are so many that never see the light of day. That has led him to seek a place that might want to take over the collection and display them. Perhaps you know of a museum or facility out there that would be a perfect place to help share the story of agriculture and more through these hats. If so, get in touch with Scott. This is a piece of his family's story that he wants to share.
My dad was my best friend. I'm proud for what he reached for his goals, and kind of fun to reminisce about it. It reminds me of my dad.
You can see the TV version of this story by following American Countryside on Facebook and YouTube. Traveling the Countryside near Frost, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCrae.